At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Friday. It's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. And right now it's time for us to gift you some Maroon 5 tickets. Your part of that equation is to take the word Alice, A-L-I-C-E, and text it to our contest line, 20357. That's it. Text Alice to 20357 and you're in the running for the Maroon 5 tickets. This concert was just announced. They got a new album coming out. It's all happening for Maroon 5. October 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is Alice. Our contest line is 20357. We're doing this on the fives all day from 7:05 right now-ish, 7:06 and a half, to 5:05 in the afternoon with Jane. So do it. Get her done. Movies this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
F1, the movie is, I put trailers for everything up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything I'm going to mention right now. Brad Pitt plays a driver whose promising career was derailed by an accident 30 years ago. And he gets a shot at redemption when former teammate Javier Bardem asks him to help save his floundering team led by rookie driver Damson Idris. F1, the movie.
Can't wait.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You'll see it this weekend.
I might. I'd like to see it, though, in the theater because it's going to be big sound and everything. Yeah. And it just because I love Formula One, and this was done in like, they had Formula One guys working on the movie, so it should be pretty cool.
Do you love Indy, too?
No.
You don't love the Indianapolis 500?
I mean, I'll watch it, but I don't follow IndyCar, but I follow Formula One.
All right. Those are the same cars, though, open-wheel cars,
they're
right?
Open-wheel cars, but the Formula One cars are much faster.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know anything about
fastest car racing. Wheels.
I know it's loud.
Yeah, Formula One drivers are some of the highest paid athletes in the world.
Well, Michael Schumacher, I remember, even back in the day. Do you know that name?
Yeah, he was.
I don't.
He was a guy who was the highest paid athlete in the world, and most people would go, who? He was a race car driver, Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bank. And against guys like Jordan and other, you know, highly paid athletes, he was still the highest paid.
What kind of cars do they do up at Sears Point?
Those are, well, they do open wheel, but they have a NASCAR race, which is, I think,
this
weekend.
Oh, that's right, NASCAR.
Yeah.
That's
big race.
Covered wheels, right? That's regular cars.
Yeah.
Not regular.
But in Formula One, there are only 20 drivers. So, like, only 20 people get a seat in a Formula One car, so it's a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
20
astounding.
Or 22, I think, yeah.
As I'm much amazed. As I'm a fan, and I grew up in a car family, big time.
Yeah.
I see the ads for the movie, and I'm like, I'll get to it sometime.
Mm.
I really don't
wait
feel
for it to
it.
Stream.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it like, I gotta see that.
Yeah. Well, for some people, it's probably like Brad Pitt's in that, I gotta see that.
Mm-hmm.
And for other people, it's like, yeah, I love Formula One. F1, that's it's in theaters.
Today's your day.
Today's your day. Rated PG-13. This one's also PG-13, but I have kind of a follow-up story. Did you see the movie Megan, where the
yes.
E is a three? So it's great. It's a little horror.
Great.
I loved it. I loved the movie. It's my kind of movie. It's creepy. It's got like a creepy doll AI thing going on.
It was surprisingly really good. I was yes. expecting not much, and it was really
right.
good.
It's fun. So Megan 2.0 is in theaters today. This one takes place 2 years after the first movie, with Megan's creator, who's played by Allison Williams, now an advocate for strict government AI oversight, because things went wrong with Megan in the first one. She was created to be a playmate for like her niece or something, right? Doesn't she? Yeah. The parents die. She gets the niece. She gives it Megan. And Megan's whole thing is, you got to take care of this kid. And she does that by killing any threats. So, and she gets a little out of control.
Way to take care of things.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do what you got to do when you're an AI. So Allison Williams' character is now an advocate for strict government AI oversight. But after a defense contractor steals Megan's tech and creates a self-aware killer robot named Amelia, Gemma is forced to resurrect and upgrade Megan to prevent Amelia from wiping out the rest of humanity. And by the way, yeah. Allison Williams, who is, I don't know, like a producer as well on the Megan series, she says there's an adult spinoff that's coming. It's already been shot. It's called Soulmate. And they should have just spelled it Soul M8, but they put a T-E at the end. Soulmate it.
Isn't, when she says there's an adult version, isn't that an adult movie? That movie's rated R, right?
It's PG-13.
Oh.
Megan 2.0. This one is, it's a sex bot.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
they
boy.
They say that a lot of, you know, look, we don't want you perving on anybody who even looks young, and Megan looks like a little girl. So they've come up with a different one. It's some pleasure models.
Oh,
and
boy.
Megan 2.0, which is hitting theaters this weekend, has this adult spinoff called Soulmate with an 8. And nobody's, there's no sex with any of the little kid robots. Don't worry. Allison Williams says they want to leave her in the PG-13 realm, and this will be a rated R movie. Allison Williams says, when the movie first came out, we knew everyone was going to be imagining this. So we were like, don't do that to our girl.
Wow.
Who's every, stop it. Please tell me everyone's not imagining that. Oh, and by the way, for the teaser trailer that they did for Megan 2.0, she's like a silhouette that's doing this dance. So it's your own fault people are thinking about doing that to your girl. She says, we'll give you a different person and a different story and an R-rated world to do this in. Another producer, James Wan, says, Soulmate is basically set in the same AI world but seen through a more grown-up perspective, one that embraces all the great erotic thrillers from the 90s. It's like Fatal Attraction, but with robots. Sounds great. Soulmate's out January 2nd. It's all done. It's already ready to go. They're just going to make as much money as they can off of Megan 2.0, and then Soulmate will be out early next year. There's a Liam Neeson movie that's out. I don't remember his big rig movie from 2021. I wasn't going to a lot of movies, I guess, at the time. It was called The Ice Road. This one's called Ice Road Vengeance. Okay. Very particular set of skills. In this one, he takes on some ruthless mercenaries on the road to Mount Everest to protect a busload of tourists and save a village that they're threatening.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's, you know what, though? It's in limited release. The trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you love Liam Neeson, the action star Liam Neeson, then Ice Road Vengeance. Keep an eye out for it.
Okay.
There's the NHL draft is today.
Yeah.
Okay. It's at about 4 o'clock our time. It starts on ESPN. Documentary fans, today at 8 o'clock on HBO, My Mom Jane. This is that documentary from Mariska Hargitay about the mom that she really never knew. Her mom died in a car accident, which Vinny very graphically described for us that day.
Also, we found out there have been bumpers put on trucks
to prevent that from
called
happening.
Called the, what is her last name?
Jane Mansfield.
Mansfield bumper or something like that. And it's because she went under the truck. and it hit her in a really unfortunate spot.
And the three kids who were in the back all lived. But then they left the littlest one, Mariska, she got left in the car.
Well.
They're like, hey, where's our sister? Oh, she's still in the car. That had to be hard. Today,
there's mom's head.
Well, hopefully not in the back seat, right?
Right in her lap.
Don't say that. Well, you'll find out when you watch the documentary.
That'll get consumed this weekend.
What was the documentary I was telling you about that I thought was out June 15th, but it's not out until...
Oh, The Balloon Boy.
Oh, yeah. The Balloon Boy one I was talking about the other day, that is not out until July 15th.
Hey, real quick, speaking of new shows, I know that you watched The Bear. You weren't interested. The last season kind of sucked. The new season's very good, and I feel like in the first episode, they almost apologize for the last season because the main character's kind of apologizing for being so... You know, he's trying to not be so brooding and just so, you know, he got to be kind of like...
Is Claire in it?
Unlikable. Not yet. Mm. But it's definitely more back to its roots.
What? We will definitely, John was like, we have to press play on it. We love that show. The first two seasons, incredible.
So I'm saying,
good.
Give it a go.
Great.
Give it a go.
Today on Netflix, the third and final season of Squid Game.
Mm.
Or as I like to call it, the second half of the first season. Because I don't know. And then the New York City Pride Parade looks like it's 9 o'clock our time on Hulu on Sunday, 12 noon on the East Coast. The new Golden Bachelor. So the Golden Bachelor is the latest spinoff of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, that kind of thing. And the first guy, Gary, he wound up, not doing well on that show, as in he married a lady. They divorced on TV right afterward. They divorced shortly afterward. He has since like all kinds of bad press and he's got cancer now.
Oh.
This guy, hopefully it goes better for him, but people are already like, this dude. His name is Mel Owens and he was a linebacker for the LA Rams for 8 years.
Mel Owens.
Yeah. Mel, there he is right there. He kind of looks like if Fred Flintstone was a human and has gone gray. Like he's got just a ginormous lower face. He's not a bad looking guy. But he's got that big, you know, that sort of football player square jaw thing going on.
Yeah, I don't know that name. I don't know him as a player at all. I'm looking at him and I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how they are still doing these shows. But okay.
The Golden Bachelor was a hit for ABC.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
with you. Like I fell off I watched a few seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette and sometimes John still, he loves it and he'll even watch that Bachelor in Paradise, which is really just a bunch of people sitting around drinking and then like some games and weird ways of getting people off the show. And I don't know.
I love that we live in a world where people are able
enjoy
to get the things they like. I played Slayer and Slipknot for my daughters on the way to Jamba Juice yesterday.
Oh, how'd that go?
They didn't like it.
Oh, that's
weird.
And
then I said, and then they picked the next song and I put it on and it's from K-pop Demon Hunters. That's a new movie that they both love and there's tons of music and it's awful music, but I put it, you know, I said, all right, you can pick.
K-pop Demon Hunters. Is it a horror movie?
It's a movie, but it's a cartoon or animated and it's about K-pop's.
They're superstars who also hunt demons.
Demons, and the demons steal your soul.
Oh.
So they put on the
song.
And
then what? Like your songs aren't as moving as they used to be?
I don't know. But I totally was like, you guys, this is fine, but you can't go surfing or skateboarding or do anything radical listening to this.
What'd they say to that?
Yeah, you can. All right.
Yeah. There's
never
something
mind.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Point made.
Yep.
The new Golden Bachelor is, seems like the headline here is the new Golden Bachelor kind of a tool?
Isn't the old one kind of a tool?
Yeah, I thought he was kind of a tool.
Yeah.
We did hear, and I believe that, I want to say a couple of these golden people are already on the Bachelor in Paradise thing. The guy, the host, Jesse Palmer, was saying that they're the wild ones. They're not looking to start a new career. They're just there to have fun and be wild. So I don't know if this guy's going to be on the Paradise, Bachelor in Paradise, but maybe. So the Golden Bachelor is 66-year-old Mel Owens. He's a lawyer and a former linebacker for the LA Rams. And he might also be kind of a tool. He did this interview. Just talking about how we, and it was on a sports program kind of thing. And he's talking about how he got on the show, and they just talked about him. And then they asked him, what are you looking for in a potential mate? He says, I told the producers 45 to 60, just being honest. If they're over 60, I'm cutting them. And I guess he was sitting down having lunch with the producer, and they're like, we're not cutting anyone. Like, don't, you just don't give them a rose. Basically debating semantics there, because he's cutting them. And he said, this is not the Silver Bachelor. This is the Golden Bachelor. They've got to be fit, because I stay in shape and work out and stuff. And I told them to try and stay away from the artificial hips and wigs.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
I know, sometimes hips. People have an artificial hip. He said that he had no say in who the producers chose. And supposedly he does meet them for the first time that night when the limos roll up and they all try to make a splash. But I guess the producer said he was worried. He's like, well, what are they going to look like? And the producer goes, they're going to be hot. Don't worry about it. And he's all, yeah, well, they better be fit too.
You're doing an impression of him, which makes him sound like a real D.
I'm working off the title.
Right.
Here.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, I definitely believe people have
a type.
No, what I was going to say is that you want someone who's got a similar lifestyle. Mm-hmm. If you're someone who goes to the gym, you'd like to think that your partner will also like to be in the gym and that you two will consider food choices healthfully. And that's right. And then if someone's like, no, man, I eat Cheetos and watch movies, there should be someone for that person, too.
Yes.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with him wanting what he wants. But I do think the way you're making him sound, he is a jerk.
Yeah, well, I'm doing my best. Make him sound like that. It's funny because, the comments on some of the stuff I've read is people are all about the ick these days, which is apparently a thing.
That's what happened.
The ick and
flip-flops. Remember Bob was saying, oh, flip-flops. Those are...
They give me the ick. But the ick is a full-on thing. The first time I ever heard of the ick was on a show called Nobody Wants This, which is, I want to say... It's Kristen Bell's show where she falls in love with this rabbi.
That is it. Yeah.
I think the episode was called something like Getting Past the Ick or something. Like he shows up at her parents' house and he gives her the ick because of the way he's talking and acting kind of weird. And then he like overcomes the ick. And ever since I saw that episode, I just see the ick everywhere. So, but all the comments on these stories are like, this guy's giving me the ick. So hopefully he doesn't give everybody the ick. It's interesting, though, to me that he goes on the Golden Bachelor, and they had a very wide range of contestants on that first Golden Bachelor. I want to say early 50s through late 70s. So they may have already picked this producer's probably like, well, Jesus, that's half of them are over 60. I mean, 60 even seems like, it's the Golden Bachelor. Anyway, we'll see how it goes.
It's a TV show.
It is. Why am I invested in it?
It's made for drama. It's a TV show. Him being a jerk might make it a good watch.
Right. He is handsome. I feel like that square jaw type. The Diddy trial, it was about 5 hours of closing arguments by the prosecution, and they closed by saying he has long evaded responsibility because of his money, his power, and his influence. Federal prosecutor summed up the case against him on Thursday, weaving strands of evidence from his 7-week trial on sex trafficking and racketeering charges to portray him as the head of a criminal enterprise who used power, violence, and fear to get what he wanted. The prosecutor who did the closing was Christy Slavik, and she spent a lot of 5 hours. Like, how much is there to say? I guess they remind the jury of every damn thing that happened in the trial. She said the methods that he used to coerce two women specifically that he dated, Cassie Ventura, and a woman who testified under the pseudonym Jane, he coerced them to have sex with hired men while he watched in drug-fueled sessions known as freak-offs, Hotel Knights or Wild King Knights. Sean Combs' team did a fairly brief closing argument.
Because they don't have to.
They don't have to.
Oh, my God. I really believe that lawyering is the highest almost art form of conversation, in that you really do have to address every single thing. So the 5 hours I'm not surprised by as far as the prosecutors go, but right. The whole time I'm sure the defense is sitting there going, none of that is he's not going to be guilty. None of that is what you're putting him on trial for.
Right.
We'll see. But I feel like based on everything you've told me, and I haven't read anything else, I only know what you've said, he's not guilty.
Yeah, he's guilty of being a horrible person, but that's not what he's on trial for.
Well, and he's a, I mean.
We'll see. I feel like you should
be able to show the video of him kicking that chick and say, go to jail.
Yes, I agree with that.
We're not going to let you kick people, so go to jail.
Right.
But that's not what he's up for.
No. And there, I mean, for them to say it's a criminal empire, and is it? Did they prove that? So we'll see. I mean, they think that the jury will get the case either today or Monday. Lilo and Stitch 2 live action is a go at Disney. They were happy with Lilo and Stitch live action, and they're like, why wouldn't we continue to do this? So surprise, everyone.
I thought the
people
first
who make money want more of it.
The cartoon, the original, I thought ended up being a kind of a disappointment for them, as they've had so much success and so much money, and that movie wasn't one of their big ones.
I don't know how big it was. It was it. They made another one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then this one has far, I thought, I'm not sure, outpaced anything the cartoon did.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, let's see, 2002. I'm not sure if they're saying that that's when the first Lilo and Stitch came out or when the first Lilo and Stitch 2 came out. But, I mean, I don't know how the numbers will look compared to, like, today's numbers where so people break $100 million on the first weekend.
The first film grossed $273 million.
In total.
In total. This one's already grossed $915 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know about adjusting for inflation, but I feel like the billion-dollar movie started in 97 with Titanic, which was just a phenom, and now people cross the billion-dollar mark all the time. Anyway, it's a go. You're going to see it. Did your kids like the live-action one?
We haven't seen it. Actually, one of them saw it, but we went to Ilio instead.
Oh. Sam Raimi, the original Spider-Man trilogy, the one with old liver lips.
What?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, liver lips.
Yeah, there is a scene in the third one where he's, you know, his face is falling apart. Like he's starting to cry and his lips are quivering. And just the lighting on him, like his lips are gleaming. I just went. It's the only thing, whenever I think of those original. I got the ick. I looked at those lips and I got the ick, Vin. Mm. The original Spider-Man trilogy is going to be re-released. Plus, I guess they're doing an extended cut of Spider-Man 2. I do remember watching that first Spider-Man movie and being like, I never want this to end. I love this movie. Mm. And I thought Tobey Maguire was a good Spider-Man. But there's, you know, been 5 zillion. There's been a whole Spider-Verses spawned since then. But they're going to give it another, you know, there's a money grab. But it might be fun to go see it on the big screen again. And it looks like it's going to be all three of them will be returning to theaters starting September 26th and then the weekend after that as well. So I guess for a limited time, you can see the original, at least the ones from, I don't know if it's the original. Were there other Spider-Man movies or were these the first movies?
I think it's the first movies.
Okay. All right, then, what do you got coming up in the news?
San Francisco Pride 2025, everyone.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3, Sarah Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Wow.
My friends at Frontier Ford are bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. That's F-150s. The new Bronco is so sick. Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, and even the Mustang Mach-E, which is what I'm driving.
You went electric.
I went electric, and I also, it's big inside, but small enough that it can be down in the garage here in the city. So that's why I chose that. If I didn't have a full-on, the Bronco's just so sick. It really is a nice ride.
You love it.
They're big, but they're nice. Anyway. Consider some shopping at Frontier Ford. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at frontierford.com. Okay. Here's what's happening. It is
Friday.
It is Friday, yes. It's also beautiful out, like a perfect day. Yeah. Blue skies overhead, watching the sunrise over the East Bay. Gorgeous. This is what it's all about. Mm. This is why you pay what you pay in California is for these days, the ones where you just go, it's fresh air, beautiful, everything you want. Also, Pride, everyone. Pride weekend. So not only is it a picture perfect day, but we are kicking off Pride weekend here in downtown San Francisco today. I realize Pride's a whole month.
Yeah.
And, you know, you, the party people have already been at it.
Sure.
But this is when everything peaks. Tomorrow morning with us.
That's right. Drag me to brunch.
Just kidding. It is going to be fun. But I know the parade is
the peak. Come on.
The parade is the big deal. Yeah, and we've got all that info for you, including, did you know this? 10 years ago yesterday is when gay marriage was legalized.
Huh.
Nationwide?
Yeah.
Wow. That's surprising.
Why?
I don't know. I felt like it was older than that. But when did Gavin do his speech on the...
Like it or not.
Yeah.
That was before that. Long before that. But on June 26, 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court landmark 5-4 decision legalized same-sex marriage nationwide 10 years ago yesterday.
Sweet. Big anniversary.
It is. It's a big anniversary. And then we head right into the weekend here and we party and celebrate. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I can't run down at everything here. We certainly are throwing our own party tomorrow morning at the W. See you out there.
Yes.
And by the way, let's get after it right away. You want pictures? Come up and say, hey, let's do it.
Yep.
We're in. We're there. We're there for you. Let's do this thing. There's not going to...
Let's hug.
Right. And then we're going to get out of town. Because it's a busy weekend here. Yes. There's a lot of road closures, a lot of stuff you want to be aware of if you're coming into town. The parade route, which takes place, and there's celebrations both days, but the parade is on Sunday on Market Street at Embarcadero Plaza. It starts at 10:30 Sunday morning. And they say the parade's expected to last about 4 hours. It's always a huge event. It's always a great time. Super fun. But be aware, there are road closures and there are gonna be parking problems.
Yes.
very crowded, very well attended.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
The Pride Parade. So I just want to wish you all the best time. I look forward to seeing our friends and family down at the W tomorrow. And again, Maddie, are you going to post this thing that we've got?
I did.
Okay. It's going to be on our Facebook page, which is just the, I believe these are all the sanctioned events. There, right. I'm sure there's plenty
of private parties.
Of keggers. Do they do keggers anymore? Or
sure.
Box wine. I don't know what people are into, but whatever. I'm sure there's plenty of unsanctioned celebrations happening all over the Bay and especially here in downtown San Francisco. Rip it up. I hope you have the best time. For today, Bart had some problems early and they're still recovering. So this is just a quick heads up that if you take Bart, they are behind. Their schedule's off. They're recovering and they're just listing it as an earlier problem. But didn't you say there was a fire?
It was another homeless camp fire.
Aye. Oh boy.
Yeah.
But train service has resumed at West Oakland. There's a 20-minute delay in all directions as of right now due to a fire affecting the trackway. That's not good.
No, especially when you're counting on it.
Let's see here.
Just stay home. Just stay home today.
Well, I mean, that's a great idea.
If you can.
Take the day off.
I mean... You don't get to stay home today.
No, but if I could, I would. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Will you be doing more work after later today? Or are you done after we clock out?
No, I've got at least 3 meetings after this show.
Whew. Oh my God, enjoy yourself. Sounds fun.
It is.
I'm not always thrilled with the names people come up with for stuff like this, but the new summer travel trend is a coolcation. A coolcation.
Cool. So we're all going to Canada, huh?
You picked it. I thought, well, everyone has a different idea of what's cool.
Yeah.
But no, they mean cold or cooler or not hot.
Well, the reason I thought of it is because of the rest of the country being
the heat dome
at 150 degrees. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go north. Let's get some land around the Hudson Bay.
If you're already sweating thinking about summer travel, you're not alone and the new trend might be perfect for you. The coolcation means skipping the heat and traveling somewhere with cooler temps in the summer. I'd like to offer up downtown San Francisco as a cooler location than much of the area and
much or cooler.
California in general.
Mm-hmm.
Stays cool here.
Yeah.
So places with mountains, lakes, forests, for example, or pride parades, whatever.
Hello, we've got it all.
Yeah. According to Google Trends, searches for cooler travel destinations are way up. People are swapping out Florida for Alaska.
Ah.
And ditching desert heat for places like Canada and Iceland.
Oh. Don't get that water in your hair.
Don't even go there.
No.
You didn't like it.
I did like it. But I have seen it and I have no desire to go back. I'm not going to go be a goat farmer. Riley.
Well, Riley's not either. He quickly realized he's not built for that either.
Well, he got one whiff of a goat and went, oh, they smell. I didn't realize. All right.
You know what? It's okay to sit there at his age. And I went through this and everyone I think does where you're just sort of like, who do I want to be?
Mm.
What do I want to do? I know I have to make money.
I want to be a shepherd.
Because I don't have enough of that, you know, lying around to not make. So what do I want to do? And I can see, you know, a quiet little life seems kind of charming and delightful.
Right.
They sell you that. Attend to your flock.
Sure. Fight off the wolves.
It's a beautiful life. Right. Quiet.
Relaxing.
Non-techie.
Calm.
Meanwhile, he's a tech stud. He goes in and majors in computer science, but wanted to be a goat herder.
Yeah. Yep. What the? He went, I guess they smell too much. I guess I'll go into computers. That's a goat sound.
That's a goat.
Well, that sounds fairly Tony.
That's my favorite goat right there. Greatest of all time.
I learned the term fairly Tony today, everyone. I was trying to use it, but I don't know that I got it right. Seriously, what is that? Fairly Tony. What the hell is that?
It's upscale.
Yeah. If something's Tony, it's like really
T-O-N-Y.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that too?
Yes.
All right. Fairly Tony. Anyway.
Tony.
Great band. East Bay.
How about a fast fact?
Yeah, I love fast facts. Lay it on me.
Fast facts. Name me two Tony songs.
It Feels Good and...
That's it.
Nah, It Feels Good is like their big one. They didn't have a lot of hits.
Didn't they? I feel like they were a thing.
They had a few hits.
Christina could probably do it. Yeah. My wife's totally into smooth R&B and Mary J. Blige and more. I don't really know them, but did I say how about a fast fact?
Because how about a fast fact? I've been waiting.
We live closer in the time to Tyrannosaurus Rex than the Tyrannosaurus Rex lived to Stegosaurus.
Oh
wow, boy! They do say the dinosaurs had quite a run.
ABBA,
yes,
got its name from the first letters of the four members' names: Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Ani Fried.
Mm. ABBA. I love ABBA.
Even though Americans are the only ones who use the term soccer instead of football, it's not an American word. It's from England.
Oh, soccer?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get out of the pub and go soccer.
What do these people have in common?
Okay, I'm ready.
Jeff Bezos, Mark Hamill, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Rachel McAdams, Fred Durst, Pharrell, Sharon Stone, Jay Leno, Seal, and Pink. What do all those celebrities have in common?
They all did it for the nookie.
The nookie.
She deserves a drum hit for that. That was pretty good. But no,
I bet they're all related to somebody.
Nope, they all worked at McDonald's growing up.
Oh. Well, McDonald's, it's a big time first job.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah. You mean the list again?
Jeff Bezos, Mark Hamill, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Rachel McAdams, Fred Durst, Pharrell, Sharon Stone, Jay Leno, Seal, and Pink.
Hmm. Well, it is for a lot of people. A fast food restaurant is where you start at.
What I will say is that you these are all people who probably work really hard and did tons of different jobs growing up and weren't afraid to do work.
Right.
But I still would have expected Pharrell to be too cool to put on a McDonald's
costume.
He
does seem like a guy who's been cool the whole time.
Yeah, but you know, humble yourself, make your money, do what you have to.
Do what you got
to
do.
Work your way up.
Got a job, there's honor in work.
You bet. An annual study on the best states for summer road trips just came out, and Delaware, America's first state.
Is that what they call themselves?
Yeah, that's what they say. America's first state, ranked last. Have you been to Delaware?
I've driven through.
And? Weak?
No, you're just like on the highway if you're driving through to wherever actual destination you have.
The weird part is I would expect California to be high on this list, and we are not. Oh. We are low on the list among the worst states for road trips. The best is Minnesota, which I'm assuming is all the lakes, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
New York is high and comes in at 2. Ohio, Utah. Huh. You know what's funny? When I crossed the country to go to work in Philly, someone told me, because they just told me take 15 to 80 and then turn right. And so that's what I did. But I was also told, beware of Ohio. The speed traps are the minute you cross into Ohio, they're waiting to speed trap you.
Mm.
And son of a biscuit if they weren't.
So you had slowed down
though? No, I did.
Oh, that's wonderful.
No, I got a ticket in Montana, or Wyoming, I think. Either way.
You can never go back there. I know you didn't pay that ticket.
I did pay that ticket.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you have to pay it on site?
No.
Oh, they let you. Oh, well, good for you.
But
for not giving up on Wyoming.
Of all the things, I was, whatever it was, Ohio was, like, I was warned, and then as soon as I crossed the border, I was like, well, look at that.
There they are.
Speed waiting trap for the dummies. Central. Utah, Louisiana, Florida, Idaho, Texas, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, all high on the best summer road trip states. Huh. California is among the top 10, or the lowest or worst 10.
That's surprising. I wonder if it's because of the price of our gas.
Price of gas, price of everything. Mm. And also, like, I take the coast home a lot, and that stretch of road is one lane. So you are in your little RV, you're probably happy as could be, but everybody else who's just trying to get past you is like, oh, bro.
I'm stuck again.
I can't go again.
Yeah, and if not, you're going down the 5, which is...
no fun.
No fun. Mm.
Right. The 5 is...
unless you love orchards, and then you're like, this is paradise.
Or get to Coalinga and get that...
oh, yeah.
Smell of cow.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's spectacular. They do say California has the most stuff to do, but still, between traffic and cost and all the other stuff, lowly ranked. Mm. For road trips this summer. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few things you guys had to say. Tony, It Never Rains in Southern California is their best song.
I don't even know that one.
The founding members of Tony passed away recently. Also, It Never Rains in... okay. Well,
all of them?
That's what they say.
At once? Huh?
Mm. Have you all seen the Poop Cruise doc on Netflix yet? Oh my God, those poor people. But the Russian bartender Bedhopper was not having as bad a time at all.
I did watch the documentary.
And you know the Russian bartender Bedhopper?
Oh yeah. Yeah, she was talking about how everybody sleeps together on the cruises who works there. And when the power went out, her quote was, I wasn't in my room, so... yeah, she was in another. She was cute, funny.
When we went, and we only went the one, or I'll speak for myself. I don't know how many times you've been to Sandals. We went to Sandals on a radio promotional event, and I've never seen anything like this. The people, us, the customers, were truly just carcass for the employees that work there. I had no idea that these events are put together so that the employees can have at the party people.
Yeah. They're there to entertain you and see what they can get.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, look at that. Guys with a different girl. We've been here 3 days, different girl every day of the three.
And then didn't one of the employees like take somebody off site? And
I don't remember how that went down. Mm. 510 says, a beautiful day and Pride weekend. Vinny, you never fail to put a smile on my face. We are so lucky. We are really lucky. The ick is from season 3 of Love Island UK. It's iconic.
Oh.
So it was coined.
Yeah.
I guess
I've never watched
show.
Any Love Island, and I really feel like the fact that you've watched not only our Love Island, but Love Island UK... I don't know what it says about you, but it says something.
Well, again.
But I don't know what.
Something for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. I think John watched Love Island. And there was also like F-Boy Island.
Really?
Yeah, look it up. It's real.
Oh, F-Boy Island? Yeah. I think Brynn used to watch that.
He was like, yeah, that show's great. Is it? Like, what's great about
it? Right. Yeah, you're
right. Right. Is he in it for love or is he just an F-Boy?
Vinny, Pharrell co-wrote the McDonald's jingle, I'm Loving It, for McDonald's.
Is that so?
That doesn't count as being in a McDonald's employee.
Yeah, I don't. That's not enough. He needed to have the outfit on and be ringing up people or flipping burgers.
I thought that was JT.
Well, he did sing it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if he wrote it. I don't, you know, I only heard about Pharrell when Happy came out. And then everyone was like, yeah, every song you like, that guy wrote it.
Dumb hats.
Yeah, you hate hats, though.
Really don't like hats.
There's nothing wrong with his hat. It's a look.
I like ball caps, but like I just, the big fedora kind of hats. Like,
I can't wear any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I've tried.
Well, you can.
No, but I mean, it's again, these are things, I've tried stuff. I put it on and then go, I'm not leaving the house like this.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable, so I don't feel like me.
Right.
But this isn't me.
Maybe it could be the new you.
On a date, if a girl showed up in a big, big hat, I'm just not a fan.
Oh!
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, the way you weed through
you
chicks.
You really have some
what will
stipulations.
Be left? My God.
Yeah. Like, don't come over my house on the weekend.
A ball cap looks super cute, but just the big, big dumb hats now.
What are you talking? Like, what if you're going to the beach? Can she wear a beach hat?
Well, yeah, but I'm
right?
saying if we're going to dinner and she shows up in a big hat, I've got questions. I'm going to question
What's
her.
Your question?
Why?
This is hot right now. It's hip among all the people who know.
Well,
hmm.
Call me not hip.
Well, yeah, she's going to say, and you and your West Virginia colors every day for your whole life? You're going to comment on my hat.
He'd be like, first of all, thank you for knowing what the West Virginia
yeah.
colors are.
Yeah, I would pause and go, well, you're not so bad after all. You do know the blue and gold.
Oh, my God.
No, get that hat off and let's go out to dinner.
Take it off.
Don't forget to run the water while you're peeing in there.
Not a big ass.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Maroon 5 tickets and who's coming to the big wedding?
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.